Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stand or fall. We don't build that wall, we may stand or fall. We'll go back to the phones with Roxanne in Texas about this swamp, drain the swamp. I know it takes time, Roxanne. It takes time, I know. And I hope you're right that this wall is being built. I talked to this guy named John Clark, nice guy, that if you really want to build a wall, a really effective wall, go over to Israel. I'm sure they can show you how to do it. And probably at a better cost, too, but it has to be done. It has to be done. A nation without borders, monitored borders, will fall, and we can't be in that situation. You got the Great Wall of China. Every country has border walls to protect their country from an invasion. And this is long overdue. We've been invaded. And now we're slowing down the trickle of people coming through with the wall, but this is something that should have happened 30, 40, 50 years ago, and it's not. But I'm waiting. I hope in 1 year from today that we can come back to this conversation on this wall and show where it's actually worked, and that we're doing something from within the walls of our country to make our country a better place, a stronger place, a more secure nation. So back to you, Roxanne.
Yeah, well, I was talking about the Stoneman kids. So anyway, the One World Adoption Agency, Chesky's father and uncle or grandfather, I can't remember which, but anyway, they were working with the Clinton Foundation down in Haiti. They bought 83 kids from Haiti. So there's your connection to Cameron Chesky too. And then on Cameron's Twitter account some weeks back, or actually way back, there's a picture of him with Nellie Orr, you know, our GPS and the Clintons. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's a cabal, you know, and it's a very tight cabal that thought they'd never get caught in the light shining, because there's a whole group, not RBN group, and other type networks, but, you know, can you imagine if you sat your whole life and listened to Rachel Maddow, what kind of world you live in?
Oh, yeah.
Clueless. So yeah. I'll let you get on. Have a great show. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah, I kind of wonder about that whole conversation with Bill Clinton on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch. How could you possibly be promising, if this is true, promising a seat on the Supreme Court? How could you possibly have connections still after you've been out of office this long? Which is very troubling to know that in order to have that kind of power still, kind of like his wife, ex-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she has a lot of people in that little black book, a lot of deep, dark secrets, as Michael Herzog repeated at one time, her quote saying, if this guy gets in, we will all hang. I'm not sure she said the guy. She may have said the B-word, bastard. But there's a lot of influence. There's a lot of control, a lot of power. If somebody can make that comment to say, wow, you've been out of office and you have this kind of power over people to get what you want still. If this whole election fraud thing isn't fixed by the time next election comes around, if Donald Trump is a candidate still, if he hasn't destroyed the country, he won't get back in. Guarantee it. He will not get back in. And if he doesn't accomplish what he says he's going to do, then I'm not going to vote for him anyway. But at this point, I'm saying I'm not wasting my time with election fraud and voter fraud, which I'll have a show on that at a later time talking about that. I actually have somebody who was in the system who was cheated out of the a vote of winning an election up in Northern California, Trinity County, and I'll have her on the show sometime here and talk about it. Actually, she took the system on. She took it head on, and she actually won the case, which is amazing. They admitted there was fraud, and she won the case. Took some money to do so, which is sad, is that you have to have all this money with this in order to take on the corruption. They have tons of money on the corruption side. It's us on the other side trying to do the right, trying to get to the truth, who are kind of strapped with the cash. So we're going to go back to the phones here. I've got Bill in Wisconsin. You're on.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. How you doing today?
I'm good. Good. Doing all right.
Yeah. Couple points. First one is that I don't believe Trump's rhetoric. Contrary to what Roxanne says, you don't drain the swamp by putting people in that are part of the swamp. Okay? Why appoint Gary Cohen from Goldman Sachs? Steve Mnuchin from Goldman Sachs, and he's still there. You know, so his appointments are part of the problem, okay? You say, well, he can go to Israel and find out how to build a wall. He went to Israel. The first American president, okay, that stood before the wall with the little skull cap, okay, and kowtowed to the Israeli government. Right now, the Israeli government is using genocide against the Palestinians. The only mainstream news network that covers it at all, okay, is PBS. And they just very quickly go through it, giving us an update on the number of Palestinians that were shot on a particular day. And, you know, his close association with Bibi Netanyahu and the fact that we are broke as a country, but yet financially, yet we continue to pour money into that country. Mm-hmm. Then after Trump was elected, he made his trip with Wilbur Ross, okay, to Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And we saw the little dance that they all went through, the sword dance, whatever meaning of that is. I don't know. But he made the statement, I've signed an agreement with Saudi Arabia to provide them quite a bit of military hardware and weapons. And he says, this is good for our country because it'll be jobs, jobs for Americans. Right. Why don't we build baby carriages instead of weapons? Okay? So, yeah, and then here... I hate to, you know, get after the guy, but here was Macron making a visit to this country, an official state visit. Macron, who represents the New World Order, who represents the Rothschild banking family, mm-hmm. who has a wife that's 25 years older than he is. Well, Trump gave him a little kiss on the cheek, and Macron gave him a little kiss on the cheek. It was very, very nice. At the dinner, the state dinner, mm-hmm. we had Tim Cook, okay, of Apple. We had Henry Kissinger. I don't know about you, Steve, but when I sit down to dinner, the last guy that I want to see at my table is Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, they should have slapped some cuffs on him. Yeah, he's a war criminal, right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he wasn't nabbed because he has a travel ban. He can't go to certain countries. I'm surprised they didn't nab him.
Right. So, you know, I this gal, and I forget her name here for the moment, who's to take Pompeo's place at CIA. She was all on board for the waterboarding.
Yes, okay. Gail, I think Gina Haspel. Gina Haspel, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot. So, you know, we keep waiting, all right? Mm. We're waiting. And I'm just thinking by the time anything supposedly good gets done, it's going to be, you know, the 18 election, off-year election. And I hope that, you know, the Democrats are continually tossed out. But believe me, okay, we just went through an election here in the state of Wisconsin for state Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And it's supposedly nonpartisan. But right. The Republican was, you know, kind of weak. But the Democrat, a feminist, okay, Joe Biden came to the state and spoke on her behalf. Eric Holder spoke on her behalf. She won the election. All right? So I'm thinking that there just may well be this blue wave that they're talking about. I hope not. But even if the Republicans maintain control, okay, I'm county supervisor, went to a quarterly meeting, and there was a representative of Tammy Baldwin. She's the Democrat and in our United States Senate from this state. And our Republican congressman, there was a representative from his office. Uh-huh. And the two of them were just ecstatic, okay, over the omnibus spending bill, how great it is for... Right. Everybody, it's an example, they said, of how the Democrats and the Republicans can work together, okay, to solve our country's problems. Right. Are you kidding me? Okay, so this is where we are. Even if you get a Republican, and he was a Trump supporter, supposedly, now we've got, you know, this... Mm-hmm. abandonment to the wind of common sense when it comes to the debt of our country.
Okay. Very well said. So, very well said. I agree with you a lot of that.
Is it going to go over the cliff? I don't know. But we're certainly not geared up to try to prevent it.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate your comments. I really do. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking at my list here of Mnuchin, Secretary of Treasury, and, of course, Commerce, Secretary of Commerce, Mr. Wilbur Ross. I wonder how much of that is cronyism of paybacks once you get in office here. You know, that seems to have a problem. That seems to be a big policy. With every administration, they come in, they bring in their own people, and they're just friends and giving a nice job, a nice government pay job to these friends, which is not good for us. But I agree with a lot of what Bill said there, and I'm very concerned of the relationship between Netanyahu and Donald Trump. I think there's a lot going on there with that whole our good friends Israel. There's some blackmailing going on. There's something going on that the United States must do the dance that Israel requests. There's something going on there. We're going to go back to the phones. Charlie in either Los Angeles or Louisiana. Charlie, you're there?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, Israel National News is reporting that Trump is considering pardoning Jonathan Pollard. Okay, mm-hmm. That's not all we need to say about that. I have a question. After all that's come out, all the after stories of Parkland High School, do you believe children were shot and killed there on that day?
You know, I'm a guy, a focal guy, a visual guy. I got to see something to actually believe it actually happened. I'm that kind of person. And I have not seen any conclusive evidence to show me a body, blood trail, nothing. I to be honest with you, I know it was a false flag because I talked about this whole march thing was kicked off months before because they had to get a permit in D.C. to do the permit to watch the march for the lives. So I am a focal kind of guy, man. I need real evidence. I know the Sandy Hook was a false flag. The school was out of actually not even in session. It wasn't even an active school. And it was part of a military exercise. We saw these signs, actors check in here. Everything pointed to that was another CIA-type false flag. I have to see something. I have to truly see something to believe. And you know, one question, I'm glad you brought that up, because a question I have for Jim Fetzer, and I've never met him, never talked to him, and if he's listening, I'd love to hear his answer to this, is that supposedly these children, their families all had their mortgages paid off. A lot of money went through Sandy Hook area there in Colorado. These children, these people would have to uproot and leave the state, go somewhere else, set up shop where nobody would know them. It's hard to do. Sooner or later, you're going to pop up on the radar, this kid, unless you just grow up and nobody knows who you are and you have like a secret life. I'd like to know more about that, because I'm suspicious if somebody gets their house paid off and all this money, they're suddenly millionaires and they move away. And I saw some of the videos that they weren't grieving parents. My God, if my child was killed, gunned down like that, I wouldn't be able to stand in front of a microphone and even talk about it. I'd be so upset. So I do know that was a false flag. This one here is a false flag too. I have not seen a body. I've not seen a trail of blood. I have seen nothing to indicate it actually did happen. I do believe that the police officer was intended, they had planned for Scott Peterson to be taken out as part of their adding to the agenda. Because I think if you have law enforcement as a target also, you know, it kind of helps your agenda for the gun grab. So that's the only way I can actually answer that. I have not seen anything. Have you seen anything at all yourself to indicate that it really had, there were children dead? Have you seen anything at all?
Okay, I have not seen any evidence as far back is Aurora in 2012, the Batman shooting. There's absolutely, with all these shootings, there's absolutely not one physical frame of anybody pulling the trigger, shooting somebody, seeing a muzzle flash, seeing somebody's brains flying through the air. There is absolutely no footage, not one frame on all these shootings. Mm-hmm. So as far as Sandy Hook goes, as far as Fetzer goes, these people are just fictitious names. They don't have to they don't have to disappear anywhere and move out of the city. They never existed to begin with. There's no evidence to any of these shootings to the people who died.
Yeah,
it's look at. It's our job to prove they're wrong, so that's how they get away with it. And nobody but a few percentage of people like us discuss these issues, and so most people just think it happened. They don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know, occasionally, they got a little. It seems like they're getting a little nervous about the word getting around because they got some people out there that are supposed to be patriots talking about how real Sandy Hook is. But all of these events are nothing but coming from the entertainment industry. They are scripts. And these people, let me tell you something. I live out here, okay? And everybody out here on the West Coast and on the East Coast is either an aspiring actress or actor or an actress or actor. And you can bribe these people by taking out their student loans or giving them whatever. But these people have been deputized by the National Security Agency because this goes all the way to the top. This just isn't a Jewish thing. This is on top of the CIA, okay?
Yeah.
For this kind of crap to happen, this goes all the way to the top. Maybe the city of London, but there is not one frame of evidence that you could convict anybody in any court for one murder since 2012 for sure.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I'm a focal kind of guy. I got to see the evidence. You just can't tell me it happened and said, well, they're all gone and they're dead. I didn't even see a funeral. I never saw anything to show me that there really were children that were killed in that school. Stay on the line here. We're going to talk more about this when you come back. This is Off the Beaten Path. We'll be right back.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Go back to the phone with Charlie in L.A. I just want to say something else that doesn't make sense before we bring Charlie back is that human nature, the fight or flight response. I know they have these little drills. I remember the old duck and cover. I'm old enough to remember that stupid thing that you dive under a desk in the event of a nuclear bomb is coming to you. For some reason, the desk must be super, I don't know, non-permeable, that you could dive under a desk and that a nuclear bomb, you would actually survive the attack, nuclear bomb attack. Amazing. Duck and cover. Everyone go check that out on YouTube. It's a funny video. You watch that and you're thinking, I can't believe they actually pulled this garbage on us to convince us that diving under a desk would save you. But what always concerned me was things that I expect to see with these false flags. Now, you see children, you know, hands on the shoulder of the kid above, you know, next to them, in front of them. They are all marching out in a line, kind of like the caterpillar thing. And that's normally what you would not see. Maybe for a drill in school, okay, but when the real thing happens, when the crap hits the fan and guns are blaring and you hear the gunshots and everything, fight or flight response usually takes effect and people run. They scatter like ants being kicked, you know, on a mound. You kick that ant mound and those ants just scatter everywhere to the wind. So I was always very suspicious of here this attack is just happening and these kids are all in file and they're all going out the door. and which they should have been scattered. You know, that you run, fight or flight. You don't want to get shot. You run. So I was always kind of curious about that. That didn't seem right. That seemed very scripted right there. Many things did. And I don't know. I guess I'm a kind of a focal kind of guy. I look at the pictures, if I saw any pictures. And even with the Syria attack, we know the Syria attack was manufactured because it makes no sense of since the whole thing with Syrian Bashar al-Assad gassing his people who love him makes no sense. None of it does. So another false flag. But again, I didn't see any pictures. I didn't see behavior that would indicate children that were being fired and gunfire, and they would take off running in all directions. That's what you should have seen. We didn't see. So back to you, Charlie.
You made that comment about single file and the hands on the shoulder would make sure that kids were not on their cell phones. Now, one more thing I want to say is Michael Savage. Okay, now his audience is basically Jewish. He was invited to Mar-a-Lago with all the dignitaries that were discussing the Iran deal, probably with Macron, and all the, you know, why did they invite this uncouth big mouth to Mar-a-Lago to rub shoulders with all these, you know, high society people? I think Trump is going to keep the Iran deal. They're not going to mess with it. They're going to need Savage on the air to cool these Jews off who are going to be absolutely PO'd that he did a 180 on them. Okay? That's just about all I got for today. Thank you for taking my call.
No, I appreciate it. You know, the Iran deal here, I don't see Iran as a threat. And then I think we've heard this rhetoric before for 30 years now, that they're just this much closer to producing the nuclear bomb, and we have to worry about this. We are certainly doing Israel's bidding on this whole Iran thing. And understanding what I just learned last week, I think Rivero broke the story that the United States is planning on building a military base in Syria. So this whole thing is very scripted. You know, we oust Bashar al-Assad. Of course, if we can't get him out on false flags, we can't get him out that he's gassing his people and killing people. They've actually come out and said, well, it doesn't matter. We still want him out. So this whole 7 countries in 5 years that General Wesley Clark talked about is very, very true. It's very similar to your PNAC document, the Project for New American Century. The Middle East is being split up. It's being sculpted out the way the United States wants it, in probably to benefit Israel, of course. They're always, when you see a crime being committed, you have to say who benefits, what's the motive, and who benefits from it all. Think about that. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Go back to Syria building. U.S. building a base in Syria, which is going to be a hop, skip, and a jump for the United States to take out Iran at some point in time. I do believe this is the way they have it planned out. If you, like I said, look at the PNAC document and you look at the seven countries in 5 years from General Wesley Clark when he did an interview with Amy Goodman from Democracy Now!, this thing is it's very much scripted, this whole thing. And I'm angry. We were never invited into Syria. Russia was, to fight ISIS. Forget the fact that we created ISIS like we created Al-Qaeda. But so they're going in there trying to look like the good guys, and they realize, well, hey, Russia's doing a much better job at getting rid of ISIS. We can't have that. So you got to demonize Russia because they're taking out your proxy army. Well, that looks pretty bad. Your proxy army is disappearing. So you have to demonize Russia. So I think this whole Syria base thing, it's concerning. I hope it doesn't happen, but I think it will happen. I think they're going to build this base regardless of Syria saying no, imposing their will, bullying on Syria as they bully up pretty much on everybody, a small country. Have you ever seen the United States really take on anybody that was an equal strength You never will. They won't take a good fight themselves. They like bullying, taking care of little small countries they know they can beat up on, that have no nuclear weapons, no ability to take care of themselves or defend themselves. So this Syria base, U.S. Syria base, is concerning because this is falling in that pattern, like I said, for a missile strike sometime in the future on Iran. Of course, that would benefit Israel. And what will happen to the Palestinian people? That's the question I have. I think at some point in time, if this doesn't stop and there is a two-state solution, they've lost so much land since, 1948, and they're going to be, they're living in tents now anyway, tent cities, kind of like that video we had on RBN, the tent cities in Orange County kind of look like a Palestinian camp. It's going in a very, very bad direction. And this is my government. So I don't know. We're going to go back to the phones here. John in Canada, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a long-time listener of RBN, and I noticed you've mentioned Michael Herzog a couple of times on your show, and mm-hmm. I'm curious mm-hmm. as to what happened with Michael the other day. I heard that show, and then literally any mention of him has been, deleted from RBN. I just wonder what's going on with that.
Well,
what's your take on it?
Well, I was caught in the middle of that whole thing. I hate to be part of that.
I know you were.
Yeah, it's in a bad situation. But here's what I can say about it is that, John and Mike have a long, long history together. They've had their ups and they've had their downs. They've crossed paths. They've locked horns before. And I think sometimes on these issues, they're emotional issues. And Herzog's a pretty intense guy. He's very, very similar. He and John are very much the same kind of people. They're very intense. They get heated in discussion and debate, and sometimes they cross paths and they cross in a bad way. Michael Herzog is going to be doing his own thing, as I understand. If you go to his email, I think it's discerner12000@yahoo.com, discerner12000@yahoo.com. You can contact him, and he's working on some plans for his own thing. I can't tell you much more than that because I don't know. I've talked to him a few times after that show. It was a heated show. And I don't know. I was cutting a heart, putting a rock in a hard place there. I try to keep people happy and keep them, calm, and let's talk about the issues. And it didn't go in the direction I would like to go that day. But I wish Michael Herzog the best. He's a good guy. His heart's in the right place. He's a truth teller. He's a truth seeker. And I think he'll do fine, whatever he decides to do. So I can't tell you much more than that. You're going to have to go to actually email him. He's pretty good about emailing you back, and he'll tell you what he's planning to do.
Yeah, no, I have done that, and I understand you were pretty much the meat in the sandwich on that day, and it's just all of even if you go into the archives. Any mention of him has been gone. So I was, respect to you. You did mention him on the show, and that's all I wanted to do. And I do love your show. I love your bumper music, and I love your take on most things.
All right,
and I'm out. Okay.
Hey, thank you, John. A Canada listener. That's cool. No, we wish Michael the best. Like I said, it was a heated discussion that day. He sat in for Ron McDonald, and we were talking about the memo, the shell game memo, which I do hope has some validity, credibility, because I would like to see something done about this. And like I said, it concerns me of the intelligence agencies that we have. We have 17. Is anybody going to step up to the plate and do something about these violations? I mean, crimes, collusion, corruption. I don't know. What has happened to the rule of law? One of the callers was talking about, I think it was Bill, was talking about the team from Donald Trump. We talked about Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, the Commerce Secretary, which is Wilbur Ross. And I think a lot of this is cronyism. And yeah, right, when these guys are part of the problem, why do you bring them on the team? I think this is probably nothing more than cronyism. And looking at Rudy Giuliani, now that's an interesting take. I'm going to hire this guy here, and he's got some skeletons. He's not squeaky clean, but he brings him in on the team, I guess, to take care of the attackers from the Democrat side who keep coming after him with new stuff all the time. You know, this Russian collusion thing. This has gone on over a year, and it's been around for way, way too long, and it's cost us $10 million or more, and they still have nothing, because if they did, something would have happened by now. They would have played that card, that hand, and nothing has happened. So the Russian collusion, we know that. The FBI take on that, yeah, the whole thing was doctored up. It was their backup plan, and it's just not working out well for them. But still, it continues on, and Trump's in a difficult spot if he tries to get rid of Mueller. It looks like he's impeding the investigation. But I think at some point in time, you do have to call this thing out. Call a spade a spade. Show your cards now. And if you don't have it, you got to go away. And then start looking at people like Mueller, who are actually part of the problem, who actually colluded also. They're very much a part of the conspiracy to take down Donald Trump. I also want to mention real quick here, I went to my chat site that was set up by Murr, Wisconsin here, and I see that she puts an article on there, a link to the Sandy Hook shooting. Some very good information there if you're interested in that. Like I said, I'm a focal kind of guy. I've got to see evidence to point really what happened here. And we know the one in Syria was doctored. We saw the evidence. I could point that out as an ICU nurse, that when you're in the ER, you see decontamination going on. You see people on oxygen who were exposed to a chemical gas, and we didn't see that. See, these guys aren't smart enough to actually make the picture complete. They're very stupid on a lot of stuff, like they try to pull off on you. And I see this in Hollywood too. They're very bad at, they need to actually have a medical correspondent, somebody, an advisor, to give them the true skinny on how things go in the ICU and the ER. I see so many mistakes. It's laughable. And I think a lot of times these people who carry out these false flags in this chemical attack in Syria with the children and the women and children, they certainly don't know their business. They can't fool me. I see it. It's phony. It didn't work. So we're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, you're on.
I think we all need to be on the guard for manipulators. I saw it happen in a couple of different political groups back in the 90s, and I've heard several callers in the afternoon shift that Mike Herzog pulled, where they were trying to pit him against Mike Rivero and John Stadtmiller. There's a couple of, and I don't recognize the voices, some of them I hadn't heard before on RBN. I'm sure his American Awakening site brought its own fans to RBN, and I think he's continuing on with that for now. But these people are pretty desperate and sophisticated. I mean, just like the PSA that they did for fund, him, Mike Rivero, and Stadtmiller all did that voiceover, I think, that Herzog wrote. Mm-hmm. And I think, just like that says, the left and certain entities are pretty darn desperate to try to short-circuit any opposition that they have, because they're on the ropes, I think. Whatever. I've yet to find somebody that I've been asking around for a month now to try to get a pacer so that I can actually see these thousands and thousands of indictments. And I think this is one reason why RBN's under attack, because of what's his name, Scott, the ex PSYOP guy that they ran through jail a couple of years. I forgot his name all of a sudden. Anyway, sure. The Moriarty's. Are like, dovetailed with his information on the Swiss bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that Herzog's been working on in the last few weeks. And that's where they had their, headbutting, Stadtmiller and Herzog. So, I heard some of these callers I liked Herzog, some of his topics. Mm-hmm. I know he and Rivero don't agree on some of them,
right.
But there was active manipulation, I think, going on, trying to pit Herzog against the other hosts on here, because they didn't want certain things discussed. Mm. I mean, I like Mike Rivero for what he does, but mm-hmm. there is direct evidence of stuff he will not talk about.
Yep, I agree. I know.
So, I mean, his show is great. His history is great in the Patriot movement, you know, with all the research and stuff he did on Vince Foster. But there are some things he just will not entertain, and I think there were some manipulators playing those two against John Stadtmiller. So it's outside forces partially involved here. Goading Herzog into talking about things, and I think, you know, I heard him call Stadtmiller Der Führer, I don't know, a week or so back, and I have to wonder if that's, you know, part of the fruit of this manipulation, is, you know, that kind of headbutting. So, I mean, you got to be on guard for it and not let this happen. I saw it take apart a group called Concerned Citizens for Kentucky, and I don't put it past the government to use twins and voice doubles where you can have somebody that sounds like the same caller. We know now there's digital technology with just a few minutes of somebody's voice, they could fake my voice and have me call in and cuss and stuff, and you would think it was me. You know, so we have to be on guard for this, I think. So
I totally agree with you, Mike. I can't answer much. I can't really speak to that whole friction there, what happened, other than I'm sorry it happened. I hated being in the middle of it. I was hoping that we can continue on. I didn't know if we'd finished. Actually, I talked to Mike. I said, we had like another 20 minutes left. Did you finish everything you wanted to talk about? He said, I actually did. He was just going to recoup a little bit more, go back a little bit more. But actually, he'd actually said, I finished the actual document, what I wanted to talk about. So
one thing that I find as an older American who grew up without cell phones and digital phones, phone communications is aggravating because of this lag or digital delay in the processing of the signal. You don't have real duplex where both ends are live. You often have just enough delay to where when somebody pauses for punctuation, another person will jump in because they thought you finished the sentence. And it's because of this digital delay that you end up stopping and talking over top of each other. So, you know, that's another thing that requires a lot of patience, and it wears on people just trying to talk on the phone. And I don't know, but what that can be manipulated.
I'm sure it can.
I've heard here locally delays in the touch tone, where you hit the touch tone buttons on your phone, you know, and you punch the button, and then a beep, there's like up to a second delay. What is going on with our phone system? That doesn't make sense.
No, I don't know either. I agree with you, though. We can pretty much manufacture anything we want to do. Technology's there. You got facial recognition. You got voice recognition. They have the technology. We can't even get our mind wrapped around of what they have for technology. I mean, I talked about also the Vault 7 technology, where they can come in your computer and actually put evidence in your computer, and next thing they show up at your doorstep and say, hey, we got a search warrant for your computer. What for? And they go in your computer and find, well, you know, you've got child pornography on your computer. You know, so they had that technology to frame you. And I told my wife right away, you know, when I started RBN, if anything ever happens, I swear to God, if anything ever happens, if they ever show up at my door and say, we need to look at your computer, and there's something terrible on my computer, like child porno or something, I tell you right now, I said, I'm warning you that this Vault 7, that somebody did this to frame me, and it can be done. It's scary. It's scary to think that the technology in the wrong hands, it can be, I mean, it could haunt you for life. And
I think some of the hosts on this network do not understand that level of what do you want to call it? Manipulation or targeting. Right. They can target you just about on any platform. And William Benny says there's not much you can do. If you're a targeted individual because you're speaking out and you're not a rat in the shadows sneaking along posting kittens chasing lasers, you know, on YouTube, if you're actually, you know, proactive and out here trying to wake people up from the mainstream narrative that they're constantly selling us this wars on, everybody really is a target because they're automatically slurping up everything they can attribute to you. So it's no big deal for them to mimic your voice and call your mom and say, hey, mom, you believe it's me, don't you? The dialogue is the only clue. You know, why would you give three names to your mom, all three names, and say, you believe it's me, don't you? I'm on a plane that's hijacked, you know, or, you know, any number, use your imagination. So you got to know the person you're dealing with and realize they may be, you know, being manipulated and say, hey, what's going on here? What's bringing this on?
I agree.
Are you, you know, hyperglycemic? What's going on here?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really think that there was some manipulation behind the scenes that we barely heard on the air.
Yeah.
I'll let you
go. Hey, I appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, I'm going to get all going right, here. Sure. I've got one more call here. Murr, you're up next. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Looks like Murr in Wisconsin, you're going to be my last caller tonight. What's on your mind?
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Murr. I'm doing great, Murr.
I know
thank you for that. Thank you for the chat room, by the way. Thank you for that chat room.
Sure. Offthebeatenpath.tatango.com, and I put links to Michael Herzog's chat room in there also. And you can't say, but I can. That was a jealous temper tantrum on John's part, but he did give Michael free rein, whatever he wanted to do on his show. And I think there are outside forces probably try to pivot in between different hosts. But that's the glory of RBN is you can do what you got to do. I mean, you might get criticized, like you said at one point, oh, I think 35 hosts want to vote Jamie Kelso out or whatever. You know, but you can say that, but we're not doing it.
No, he's got the right to say what he says. I disagree. I've butted heads with James Kelso.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's child trafficking. Trump is on to that. People have to wrap their heads around this evil. I posted a video in here from Liz Croken, and she's the only one that's really way out in front of this, and she knows the Trumps, and she knows the deal. And even let her go course he used to be with World Net Daily, I guess, and another one, Town Hall or Daily Call or one of them, because she was writing about these satanic pedophiles, and that's what they are, and they do ritual sacrifice.
Let me ask you something real quick here before you're going to be my last caller, and I got a couple minutes left. What do you make out of the 41 politicians, mainly, I think, Republicans, that will not be seeking re-election? What do you make of that? They're being outed for something. I just can't imagine that many people would say, I'm getting out of government. There's got to be some force behind them saying, we've got the dirt on you, you're out of here. What do you make of that?
Could very well be. Cynthia McKinney said half of both sides of Congress would be gone if all the child trafficking were revealed, you know, and this pedo-Satanism and everything. Right. And it's not just pedophilia. That sounds like child love. And Talmud Stream Media is trying to make that normalized. Yeah. You know, they want to hook that onto the LGBT and put a P on there now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They eat children. It's pedovore. That's a new term. Okay. But there was also a very good video from a Jerry Lafreniere, who lived in Newtown, Connecticut, ate his sandwich every day in the empty parking lot by Sandy Hook. And after all that went down, well, he had moved to Michigan, and here another false flag went down there. And he owned his own home there, and he was bringing out stuff about that. And the detective said, you come back here, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to shoot you and kill you. But he owned his own home. He had to break back into his own home and get his dog and stuff and split. And the man is a double amputee.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Marie, you bring up some very important points there, that we know they can doctor, they can do whatever they want. They can get rid of video. They could, take the video away. I still recall the time when they took the video camera footage from the Pentagon away from a business that was nearby and saw the whole supposed attack. And took it away. So why do that if it exists the way you say it exists?
Peter Gersten went after that. Gersten went after that, and he came down because of it. Yep.
Thank you very much, Warren. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, that completes our show today. Health, happiness, and safe travels. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and if you can help out, we surely appreciate it. I'm not compensated. I'm doing this on my own dime because I care, because you are worth it. Back next Sunday, same time. I'll be back on tomorrow night with Mr. Ron McDonald and John Stadmiller. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe.
This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to